This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. And away we go. Hello, hello. Thank you very much once again for joining me on the level with J. Lewis Mills. I hope you all had a great week. I had a pretty good week, just doing the audition thing. I've got a couple of pretty promising irons in the fire, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, and I just say watch IMDb so that you can see what I am working on or what's going to be coming up for me. So, this week, I did have a guest on, but because of a family emergency, they were not able to come on. So I just figure, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. So this is just going to be an opportunity for me to address that elephant in the room, talk about that thing that happened this past weekend in the National Football League, or with the National Football League, as well as what our sitting president of the United States happened to say. So, you know, we're definitely going to get into all of that this week. I do want you to, as usual, every week, I would love for you to join the conversation. The number to join the conversation is 1-888-429-5471. Again, that number is 1-888-429-5471. If you agree with me, great. If you don't agree with me, even better. Let's have a conversation. 1-888-429-5471. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. This whole protest during the national anthem thing, this started last NFL football season with the, at the time, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Colin Kaepernick. During the preseason, he started at the very first preseason game. He was sitting on the bench for the national anthem, and it took about three or four games before he was asked about why he was doing it. I'm getting ready to play a clip for you. Now I will tell you, this clip is 18 minutes long. So it is a rather long clip. And, you know, I did, you know, contemplate whether I was going to play it all in its full entirety or whether I was going to play a little bit, talk about it, and play a little bit. I have decided that I'm just going to go ahead and play the clip because I want you to hear it without any interruption whatsoever. While you are listening to this clip from Colin Kaepernick, and then I will, you know, come on and give some commentary about it. While you are listening to this clip by Colin Kaepernick, I want you to see that even a year ago when this first started, look at listen to the reasons he's saying he's doing it. Let me say that again. Listen to the reasons why he is saying he is doing it. This started with Colin Kaepernick. So I think if anybody would be able to give an explanation as to why this is being done, it's going to be the originator. It's not going to be someone who has an agenda. It's going to be the originator. So I would like for you to listen to what he says as far as why he's doing it. I would like for you to hear what he says about the military. Again, what he says about the military and what he has to say about our flag. Again, this clip is 18 minutes long. This was after the last preseason football game from last season when Colin Kaepernick first started sitting for the national anthem. Listen to the clip, and I will come back and talk about it afterwards. Doug, can you go ahead and hit that for me, please, sir?
What are you trying to accomplish? What would you like this, you know, to be the end game for you?
That's basically. I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now.
Is this something that's evolved as a philosophy in your mind? And how has this kind of progressed that you make a stand like this?
It's something that I've seen, I've felt, wasn't quite sure how to deal with originally. And it is something that's evolved. It's something as I've gained more knowledge about, you know, what's going on in this country in the past, what's going on currently. These aren't new situations. This isn't new ground. It's things that have gone on in this country for years and years and have never been addressed, and they need to be.
Will you continue to sit?
Yes, I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand.
Specifically, what would you like to see change in order for you to stand?
There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standards.
Colin, so many people see the flag as kind of a symbol of military. How do you view it, and what do you say to those people?
You know, I have great respect for men and women that have fought for this country. I have family. I have friends that have gone and fought for this country. And they fight for freedom. They fight for the people. They fight for liberty and justice for everyone. And that's not happening. I mean, people are dying in vain because this country isn't holding their end of the bargain up as far as, you know, giving freedom and justice and liberty to everybody. It's something that's not happening. And I've seen videos, I've seen circumstances where men and women that have been in the military have come back and been treated unjustly by the country they fought for and have been murdered by the country they fought for on our land. That's not right.
Colin, do you personally feel oppressed? Personally?
There have been situations where I feel like I've been ill-treated, yes, but this stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice, people that don't have a platform to talk and have their voices heard and affect change. So I'm in a position where I can do that, and I'm going to do that for people that can't.
Is this the first year that you haven't stood up? Did you do it other years, or is this the first time?
This year's the first year that I've done this.
You did all the preseason games so far?
Yes.
This is the first time it was noticed?
Yes.
How did your teammates respond when you explained yourself today, and what was the support like for you?
The support I've got from my teammates has been great. You know, I think a lot of my teammates come from areas where this might be a situation. Their families might be put in this situation. It's something that I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, I really respect you for what you're doing and what you're standing for. So to me, that's something that I know what I'm doing what's right, and I know other people see what I'm doing is right. It's something that we have to come together, we have to unite, we have to unify and make a change.
What do you say to the people that say, hey, you're doing the right thing, but you're going about it the wrong way?
I don't understand how it's the wrong way. To me, this is a freedom that we're allowed in this country. And going back to the military thing, it's a freedom that men and women that have fought for this country have given me this opportunity by the contributions they have made. So I don't see it as going about it the wrong way. This is something that has to be said. It has to be brought to the forefront of everyone's attention. And when that's done, I think people can realize what the situation is and then really affect change.
You've done it every preseason game. Are you almost relieved that it took this game and the questioning that followed to let your voice be heard?
It wasn't something that I really planned as far as it blowing up. It was something that I personally decided I just can't stand for what this represents right now. It's not right. And the fact that it has blown up like this, I think is a good thing. You know, it brings awareness. Everybody knows what's going on, and this sheds more light on it. Now I think people are really talking about it, having conversations about how to make change, what's really going on in this country, and we can move forward.
Are you concerned that this is seen as like a blanket indictment of law enforcement in general?
What was that?
Are you concerned that it can be seen as a blanket indictment against law enforcement in general?
As far as what? I don't really understand what you're trying to get at.
You get murdered by police. I mean, do you think that it seems as sort of an indictment against police?
There is police brutality.
Yeah.
People of color have been targeted by police. So that's a large part of it. And they're government officials. They're put in place by the government. So, you know, that's something that this country has to change. There's things we can do to, you know, hold them more accountable, make those standards higher. You have people that practice law and are lawyers and go to school for 8 years, but you can become a cop in 6 months and don't have to have the same amount of training as a cosmetologist. That's insane. I mean, someone that's holding a curling iron has more education and more training than people that have a gun and are going out on the street to protect us.
Colin, you said doing stuff beyond sitting.
What was that?
Do you plan on doing stuff beyond sitting during the national anthem as far as activists kind of, you know, rolling your sleeves up and getting out in the community?
Yeah, most definitely. There are things that I have in the works right now that I'm working on to, you know, put together in the future and come to fruition soon. Those are things that I'll talk about as we get closer to those days.
Colin, you say that this is it's a good thing that this is blowing up now because it's getting some attention. Any concern about the timing of it, a critical part of training camp, and the possibility of it being a distraction?
No, I don't see it as a distraction. I think it's something that can unify this team, is something that can unify this country. You know, if we have these real conversations that are uncomfortable for a lot of people, if we have these conversations, there's a better understanding where both sides are coming from. And if we reach common ground and can understand what everybody's going through, we can really affect change and make sure that everybody's treated equally and has the same freedom.
Cap, is anybody from the league or the team or anybody said tone it down or anything? Because clearly you're speaking your mind by now. It doesn't seem that anyone's trying to, from the organization, whatever, is trying to quiet you.
No one's tried to quiet me, and you know, to be honest, it's not something I'm going to be quiet about. I'm going to speak the truth when I'm asked about it. This isn't for a look, this isn't for publicity or anything like that. This is for people that don't have the voice, and this is for people that are being oppressed and need to have equal opportunities, you know, to be successful, to provide for their families, and not live in poor circumstances.
Have you been pulled over unjustly or had a bad experience in that regard?
Yes, multiple times. I mean, I've had times where one of my roommates was moving out of a house in college, and because we were the only black people in that neighborhood, the cops got called and all of us had guns drawn on us. I mean, came in the house without knocking, guns drawn on one of my teammates and roommates. So I have experienced this. People close to me have experienced this. This isn't something that's a one-off case here, a one-off case there. This has become habitual. It's become a habit. So it's something that needs to be addressed.
Colin, there are 2,000 players in the NFL. you're a lone voice here as far as taking this stand. Why do you think you're the only one doing this?
I think there's a lot of consequences that come along with this. There's a lot of people that don't want to have this conversation, that, you know, they're scared they might lose their job or they might not get the endorsements. They might not be treated the same way. And those are things I'm prepared to handle. And those are things that, you know, other people might not be ready for. It's just a matter of where you're at in your life, where your mind's at. And at this point, I've been blessed to be able to get this far and, you know, have the privilege of being in the NFL and, you know, making the kind of money I make and enjoy luxuries like that. But I can't look in the mirror and see other people dying on the street that should have the same opportunities that I've had and say, you know what, I can live with myself, because I can't if I just watch.
Do you think you might get cut over this?
I don't know. But if I do, I know I did what's right. And I can live with that at the end of the day.
Does any of this reflect your relationship with the 49ers or with the NFL? Is this any part of that?
No, this is about the way people have been treated by this country.
When you addressed the team today, Colin, how long did you talk, and what was kind of the tone of it? It seemed like you were able to convert one person into your line of thinking that was a little skeptical.
No, it was a conversation. They asked me to talk and just explain why I did what I did and why I felt the way I felt. And that's I had an open conversation with them. I told them why I felt that way and why I looked at things the way I do. And a lot of it has to do with the history of the country and where we're currently at. And, you know, I opened it up to all my teammates. Come talk to me if you have any questions. If you want to understand what I'm thinking further, come talk to me. This isn't something that should be hidden and shouldn't be talked about. These conversations need to happen, and I think it's something that can bring everybody closer.
Were there a couple guys that voiced how they felt against what you're doing to you?
There were, you know, I've had people say, no, I want to understand further, let's talk. So I've had those conversations, and we'll continue to have them with my teammates. But it's something that the knowledge of what's happened in this country and is currently happening is something that I think everybody needs to know. And when you have the knowledge of those things, then you can make an educated decision on, you know, what you really feel and what you want to stand for.
Has any of this been a distraction?
In terms of politicians or, you know, people outside the sports world to tell you that they support you for this?
I've had a few people reach out. I mean, quite a few, actually. Saying, you know, we really support you, we're proud of you for taking that stand, we respect what you're doing, we know a lot's going to come with it, but we're behind you. And, you know, that means a lot. That means that I'm not the only one that feels this way, and I'm not the only one that sees things this way.
Is any of this going to distract the team from getting to the Super Bowl this year? Is there, you know, are you guys talking more today about this, or are you talking about the plan to get to the Super Bowl?
No, we're focused on football while we're in meetings, while we're on the field. That's what our focus is. But in our free time, we have conversations about this. And that's not something that we should be ashamed about or shy away from. You know, we talk about football, we handle our business there, but there's also, you know, a social responsibility that we have to be educated on these things and talk about these things.
Colin, did you consider, like, bringing, you know, forming an alliance and getting teammates to join you in this? And if not, why did you decide to go it alone?
This isn't something I'm going to ask other people to, you know, put their necks out for what I'm doing. If they agree with me and feel strongly about it, then by all means, I hope they stand with me. But I'm not going to go and try to recruit people and make sure, like, hey, come do this with me, because I know the consequences that come with that, and they need to make that decision for themselves.
In that same vein, did you reach out to anyone before you did this to seek their counsel, say, hey, what do you think about this?
This is a conversation I've had with a lot of people a lot of times over a long period of time. So it wasn't something that, you know, I planned on having a conversation about at a particular time. It just so happened it was the other night that people realized it and talked about it. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all
right. Clearly, you know, you're going to show why you're doing this. You want to bring a voice to other people. You want to raise consciousness about certain issues. Are you concerned, so much of the talk that the 24 hours has been about you and not necessarily the issues, are you concerned that that could happen?
I do think that, you know, the talk has been more about me, more about, I know a lot of people's initial reactions thought it was bashing the military, which it wasn't. That wasn't my intention at all. I think now that we have those things cleared up, we can get to the root of what I was saying and really address those issues.
Since you've done this, other, you know, of other players who feel the same way but maybe not ready to step forward publicly?
What was your question?
Do you know other players who are kind of feel the same way that you do but are afraid to really step forward publicly like you have?
Yeah, I know there's other players that feel the same way. I've had players reach out to me. You know, once again, it's not something I'm going to ask them to put their necks out. I know the consequences that come along with my decision, and if they feel strongly about it and want to stand with me, then I hope they do. If it's something they're not ready for, you know, that's what the conversations are for, and they can make that decision, you know, when they're ready or if they're ready.
Do you feel you'll be safe? Do you feel you'll be safe in some of the road cities that you go to, and will you take some precautions? I mean, that's a legitimate thought.
Not really too concerned about that. No, at the end of the day, if something happens, that's only proving my point.
Dr. Edwards has some experience with public stances such as this. You were talking to him before practice. Is he someone you've consulted with at any point on the right when you decided to do this?
I mean, once again, it wasn't something I consulted anybody on. It was a conversation I had when someone asked me about it. Dr. Edwards is a good friend. He's someone I talk to a lot and run a lot of things by and have a lot of conversations with. And we have a lot of similar views.
Colin, the fact that this is an election year, does this have anything to do with the timing?
I mean, once again, it wasn't a timing thing. It wasn't something that was planned. But I think the two presidential candidates that we currently have also represent the issue that we have in this country right now.
You want to expound on that?
I mean, you have Hillary, who's called black teens or black kids super predators. You have Donald Trump, who's openly racist. I mean, we have a presidential candidate who's deleted emails and done things illegally and is a presidential candidate. That doesn't make sense to me, because if that was any other person, you'd be in prison. So, what is this country really standing for?
Well, it is a country that's elected a black man president twice, Colin. I mean, can you see people say why the outrage in a country that has elected a black president has done many things, sacrificed a lot of things for freedom?
It has elected a black president, but there are also a lot of things that haven't changed. There are a lot of issues that still haven't been addressed. And no, that's something over an 8-year term. There's a lot of those things that are hard to change, and there's a lot of those things that he doesn't necessarily have complete control of.
If you would say that, what would it be a success for you on this? I mean, just in the short term.
No, that's a tough question, because there's a lot of things that need to change, a lot of different issues that need to be addressed. You know, that's something that it's really hard to lock down one specific thing that needs to change currently.
Okay, last thing, Colin. My wife's a cosmetologist, and she has very extensive training.
Yeah, see, and it's amazing to me that she has more training than officers that are supposed to be protecting people.
Okay. So I played that in its entirety just because I wanted you to hear everything that Colin Kaepernick said uninterrupted. I do want to just clear up one thing that was said more than once. When Colin was talking about a cosmetologist having more training, what he's saying is the time that it takes to go through cosmetology school is longer than the time it takes to go through the police academy. Now, I don't have, you know, specific knowledge on that. I've never been to cosmetology school. I've never been to the police academy, but I just wanted to clear up, whether he's right or he's wrong, I just wanted to clear up that's what he was saying. Okay, so let's get to, again, the originator of why all of this is going on. Colin Kaepernick said more than once, he's doing this for injustices that are going on, that are not being taken seriously, that nothing is being done for. He said, and I counted three times where he mentioned the military. One time, the first time, he said, this is not about bashing the military. I have friends, I have family who have served in the military. Colin went on to say, he said, and going back to the military thing, these men or women are fighting for me to have the right to do what I'm doing. And he's telling the truth. So when you want to say that this is, you have a problem with Colin Kaepernick, who started this, or any other NFL football player nowadays, no matter what color they are, for kneeling during the national anthem, clearly to me, you are upset at the wrong reasons. You know, it's almost like, and I tried thinking about this earlier just to make sure that this made sense, but it's like, if I get into a fight with somebody, or no, if I punch somebody in the mouth because they said something negative about a friend of mine, and then either that person or someone watching what happened goes off and says, Jay Lewis punched him in the mouth because he's white. Jay Lewis punched him in the mouth because he doesn't like his t-shirt. You know, you're giving a false reason to why something happened. And I think it's absolutely wrong for anybody to take what any football player, no matter what color you are, I think it's wrong for you to take out of context why this is being done, just to forward a negative agenda. I don't think that that's right. Colin Kaepernick, in his own words, and I'm going back to Colin Kaepernick, and I understand that that his situation happened a year ago, but as I said before, Colin Kaepernick is the one that started this. So I'm going to the originator. See, my grandfather told me when I was growing up, you always consider the source of a situation before you react. So I'm considering the source. And the source of this starting was Colin Kaepernick before last NFL football season. So because there are football players this year, because Colin Kaepernick is no longer in the National Football League, and if that surprises anybody, welcome to America. Colin Kaepernick is not in the National Football League this year. So there are other football players who have taken up where Colin Kaepernick has left off. Now, you have to go back and you have to remember where our country was when Colin Kaepernick first started doing this. No matter what the situation, how many stories were in the news at that time of a police shooting gone bad? How many social issues were in the media at that time when Colin Kaepernick did what he did? You also heard Colin Kaepernick say, "This is not about me. I'm not doing this because of something that happened to me. I'm doing this because my NFL football career has afforded me certain luxuries," and he said, "the money that I make and other luxuries, I cannot just sit by and act like everything is okay when there are people without a voice out there who are being disrespected. And damn it, I have to be honest with you, that is the whole number one reason on the level with J. Lewis Mills is on the air right now. To give people a voice that don't have a voice." People have asked me why I wanted to become an actor. And I've always said, you know, because I like the performance. I like telling a story. And all of that is true. But if you want to know the real reason why I became an actor, maybe this story will help you understand. I heard Jamie Foxx say one time that he always wanted to be in music. He had to become an actor to get to the level and get on the platform where people would take him seriously as a singer. I want to one day be on a platform where people will take what I have to say and understand that I, number one, only have the right thing in mind. But my want to be an actor also is to get myself to a platform to where I can have a voice and I can speak common sense when I see something like this going on. Now, I'm not here to bash anybody. And I really honestly try going back to see when the very first time a news story came out about this, saying that it was about the flag. And it's almost impossible because so many people were talking about this. But the moment this got turned from the real issue at hand to a, excuse my language, a bullshit issue to divert your attention away from it, that's when, in my opinion, the proverbial conversation stopped. There will continue to be black men in this country who are persecuted simply and specifically by the color of their skin, where they live, and how they are dressed. That's just it. That's just truth. That's just common sense. That's just reality. And if you want to say that's not true, excuse my language again, but I don't know where the fuck you've been living. So, with that being a real thing, that's why these players are kneeling. With the fact that I could live in a part of Scottsdale, Arizona, and I could have a Scottsdale police officer tell me that I was living in the NNZ, which is the no nigger zone, that's an injustice. That's why these players are kneeling. And it's not just about black people. There are other ethnicities. And it's not even about ethnicities. There are other classes of people. I'm going to tell you like this. I've seen what American society wants to call poor white trash or trailer park trash. I've seen some of those people get treated just as bad or in some situations even worse. I heard a white person tell another white person, you are a disgrace to your race because you're living like a nigger. That's real in this country. I'm not making that up. For what? That's real in this country. Now, let me tell you how much of a new fool Colin Kaepernick would be. If Colin Kaepernick or any other person of color or person of Caucasian people, y'all turn color and sunlight and everything else, so can't say y'all are not colored. But if any person is kneeling in this country, and you want to say it's because of the military, then those people are new fools. Why? Because there's black people in the military. There's Hispanic Americans in the military. There are people of color in the military. So that doesn't even make sense as an argument. Oh, they're disrespecting the military. How? Colin Kaepernick said it best. This country is not living up to what that flag stands for. How can you disagree? 1-888-429-5471 is the telephone number to call if, for some reason at all, you disagree with what I just said and what you just heard Colin Kaepernick say himself. Again, not once did the man say, I have a problem with the military. Yes, when the reporter, I don't know how much, I'm hoping you all could actually hear the questions that the reporters were asking. But there was a moment there when the reporter asked, is this an indictment against the police? Yeah. At that time, to a degree. Now again, people have to understand, sometimes when you reveal what you think somebody is saying, you are actually revealing your own level of ignorance. And that's not understood in this country. Well, I only live in this country, so I can only speak for this country. But there are so many times I hear people give their explanation of what they thought was being said. And it's like, what the fuck? Where? What? So anybody that thinks Colin Kaepernick or any other person that kneels is saying each and every police officer that dons a badge is a bad racist cop, well, then you, sir or ma'am, are an idiot. I'm sorry. Truth hurts. I get it. As well, if you cannot admit that there is a such thing as a bad cop, if you cannot admit there is a such thing as a racist cop, if you cannot admit there are some police officers that have donned a badge in this here country because of their hatred for a particular race. And I'm going to open that up to, I'm sure there have been black police officers who have become officers because of their disdain for Caucasian America. I'm not going to be a fool and say that that's not possible, because to me, it is possible. Is it right? No. Do I agree? No. Do I understand? Abso-fucking-lutely. Sorry, I do. I do. Again, do I agree? No, I don't. Do I understand? Sure do. Sure do. And I don't think that I'm wrong for understanding that, you know. So nobody that is taking a knee or sitting down, what they are saying is, I mean, we can go all the way back to the absolute common sense explanation to all of this. The man that wrote the national anthem, Francis Scott Key, he was a slave owner. So his lyrics in his song for his national anthem didn't even include black people at the time it was written in the first place. So if I really want to shut down the argument, I'll just hit you with that right there. I have a show to do, so I couldn't start the show off with that. So, I mean, land of the free, home of the brave, Francis Scott Key wasn't talking about black people, because while he was penning the lyrics of these, he had some oppressed men out in his virtual backyard. But the conversation has to be taken to a negative place. The conversation has to be taken to, oh, well, this is disrespectful to our military. How can something be disrespectful to our military when it has been said more than once, over and over again, this is not, because this is how you are perceiving it again. You are explaining and you are revealing and you are letting everybody understand your level of just pure ignorance. You are letting a division happen because you are letting somebody that didn't even do the act tell you why the person that did the act actually is doing it. I have to once again take you back to just last year. What was going on? So to the fact that the conversation had to be changed from what it really is to this is disrespectful for the military, okay, I could have shut the conversation down again, but once again, I have a show. Every person that is crying, that is bitching, that is moaning, that is complaining, you should stand for the flag. You should stand for the national anthem. You should stand for the national anthem. Okay. Every week that you are watching a football game, a basketball game, a hockey game, a tennis match, they don't do it in golf, or any other sport or any other event where they are playing the national anthem, are you standing up in your living room? No, you're not? Okay, shut the fuck up then. Shut up. because you're trying to say you can sit down in your living room, but because they're actually there, people, it's the same flag. Well, they have to stand in respect for the national anthem. People, you're hearing the same shit the people there in the stadium are hearing. So, I don't get it. It's okay for you to sit down at home. It's okay for you to talk during the national anthem in the privacy of your own home. But you can't disrespect the flag when you're there. And that really seriously makes sense to some people. Your job is to play football. Your job is not to make a statement. Really? What does a role model do? Versus, what does a slave do? A slave just does what they told, and Oz is so powerful. Sorry, boss, if I done pissed you off, the fuck out of my face. These are people that have the ability to have a voice. Just because you don't like what they're saying doesn't mean you can shut them up. Because if you are going to hold these million, boy, I heard somebody earlier today say these black people should be grateful for the millions of dollars that they are able to make in this country. Boy, oh boy, if Jay Lewis would have been in that room, my career possibly would have been compromised at that moment. And I mean that seriously. There would have been a furniture moving misunderstanding. These black millionaires should be thankful for the millions of dollars. No, these ignorant white folks need to be thankful they didn't catch an elbow or a fist in their mouth after saying something so horrendous. Get mad if you want. Send me an email. I'll read it and respond. Call me 1-888-429-5471. This whole situation, it's almost like a particular portion of this country said, okay, you want to make this about race? Yeah, we're really going to make this about race. We're just going to flip this the negative way. We're not going to talk about this in a positive way at all. It's ridiculous, people. It's absolutely ridiculous. You want to know what's more ridiculous? What's more ridiculous is I'm spending a show talking about this. What's more ridiculous than that? There are more mainstream shows than mine that are spending time talking about this. This is an actual thing in the United States of America, 2017. In the United States of America in 2017, there are black professional athletes who are trying to bring awareness to the fact that there are still so many injustices for black people in this country, and there are a particular other bunch or kind of people that want to divert this from the real reason and say that it's about some bullshit. I didn't make that up. I'm telling you what's going on in this country right now. And all of you are standing for it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous when I can put, and I'm not saying my friends are ridiculous. I like it. Listen, I will put questions. If you're not on my Facebook, join my Facebook. because I will put questions up there to start conversation. I will put questions up on my Facebook to start debate. And I respect each and every one of my friends. I absolutely respect you, and I give you the, or I understand you have the right to speak your opinion. So I hope me saying this doesn't deter people from continuously to share, continuing to share on my Facebook page. But when I see some comments that are so far out of left field that you can't even say the shit's from left field, it stops and makes me wonder. Now, I've put more than one question up there, so I don't want anybody to think, oh, well, he's talking about me because of the last question. I could be talking about the last question. I could be talking about the first question. You don't know. Shut up. Stop thinking about it. It's not that important. All I'm saying to you is you have to stay focused, not you, damn it. I'm part of this country too. We have to stay focused on what the real problem is. Now, do I face some of the same injustice, or do I face the same injustices that someone from South Central Los Angeles would face in my current place in life? No, I don't. Do I have a platform to bring awareness to that? I'm gaining a platform, yes. Do I face certain injustices still today, even at the place I'm at in my journey? Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Chris Rock. But there was a high profile black comedian, I believe it was Chris Rock, that said, no matter how much money or fame he has, there's some white people in America that's he's always only going to be a nigga. I do remember him saying in one of his comedy shows, he said that there are some white people in the audience right now that wouldn't want to change places with him because he's black. And he said, and I'm rich. And he's absolutely right. Now, I have to be fair. I can't necessarily say I would want to. Well, I can't say I would want to be anybody else. I don't care what color you are. So I can confidently say I wouldn't want to be anybody else. But I mean, if somebody came to me and said, you know, if you had a choice to be a different race, which one would you choose? I don't know. Being black has been kind of cool for me, so I'm cool where I'm at. I'm good. I don't need to change, you know, but that's just me. But it is a real thing in this country that there are some people that are so persecuted. They wish they were white. And there are some, and you know, you have to bring this up. You know, they're called Uyghurs for a reason. So, you know, there are some white people that are so delusioned that think living or being about that life is just like as glamorous as, you know, rappers make it seem in their music videos or some of these television movies or television shows glamorize it as being. So, you know, there are some delusioned white folks that I've heard some white folks say, you know, I wish I was black. Really? Why? Oh, because I want to be able to play basketball better and I'll have better rhythm. Fuck out of my face, man. You think just because black people are black, we can play basketball better? You think just because black people are black, we all got rhythm? No, sorry, not going to happen. Like the color of your skin is just going to give you rhythm. No, it's how you were raised, where you were raised, what your culture is, what you were raised listening to. Damn it, you can be as dark as 1155 and grow up listening to classical music. First time you go to a club, you see somebody doing a Dougie, you like, what's that? I got Beethoven all day for that ass, but all this other shit, I don't know. So, I mean, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. It only matters how you were raised, in my opinion. I could be wrong. My phone number is 1-888-429-5471. So now, having said all of that, the person that we are obligated to call the President of the United States, he had his opinion about the NFL. Go ahead and play that for you. Doug, can you play that clip, please?
And I and everyone in this arena tonight are unified by the same great American values. We're proud of our country. We respect our flag. Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired! You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know it. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country, because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for. And I know we have freedoms, and we have freedom of choice and many, many different freedoms. But you know what? It's still totally disrespectful. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively, massively, the NFL ratings are down massively. Now, the number one reason happens to be that they like watching what's happening on, you know, with yours truly. They like what's happening. This, because, you know, today, if you hit too hard, right? They hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes, and two guys just really beautiful tackle. Boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home. She's so proud of him. They're ruining the game, right? They're ruining the game. Hey, look, that's what they want to do. They want to hit, okay? They want to hit. But it is hurting the game. But you know what's hurting the game more than that? When people like yourselves turn on television and you see those people taking the knee when they're playing our great national anthem. The only thing you could do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop. Things will top. Just pick up and leave. Pick up and leave. Not the same game anymore, anyway.
Okay. First of all, you can pick up and leave if you want to, but you already paid for your ticket. So, I mean, really? You're just going to waste your money like that? First of all. Second of all, I don't know. I kept getting a twinge in my neck when he kept saying those people. That just hit me the wrong way when he kept saying those people. Third of all, who the hell you calling a son of a bitch, man? Who you calling a son of a bitch? For what? Because you don't agree, number one. And number two, again, nobody is kneeling because of the flag. The kneeling is being done because the country is not held to the standards of the flag. There is not equality in the United States of America. There just is not. When you, as a Caucasian man, are standing behind the podium talking about those people, disrespecting your heritage, your values, you in so many ways are sending the wrong message, because you are excluding those people. And it just so happens the majority of those people are people of color. So when you do that, and when you say that in the context that the person we are obligated to call the President of the United States says them. Look, I'm not backing down from me saying that this person is not a racist, because I don't think he is, but I can for damn sure understand why people would think that. I mean, I've always understood. It's not like, you know, I just had this light bulb moment and said, oh, that's why people. No, I get it. I understand what you're saying. I do. I just don't think the man has enough backbone to be called a true racist. I just don't think he's strong enough. I think he's too weak. That's just my own personal opinion. But when you get out there and you push rhetoric in this way, and you use, look, I'm a very literal, detailed person. I listen to the words you speak. The words that he is using have so much microaggression to them that all together, that's a powder keg. So if you were going to say something like that, and you are not going to expect a league of grown men to respond, then to me, you are giving the thought pattern you think those people need to have. And at the end of the day, sure, these are football players. But at the end of the day, these are a bunch of millionaires. You try telling a millionaire what they have to do or how they have to act or where they have to go, and let me know how that works out for you. I don't give a damn what color they are. You know, when people get to a certain place in life, when people have overcome certain obstacles, when people have done the extraordinary, you know, there's some people it's kind of hard to tell them anything. Shoot, there are some hard-headed broke folks out there. So just imagine how difficult it would be for you to tell somebody that they cannot do what they believe is right. and I'm going to go back to it again, and then I'm done because my time is about up. And the audio that I played of Colin Kaepernick, you heard him say, there are some players who themselves or their families have been directly hit with some level of injustice. How are you going to be a Division I football player and you were in a neighborhood helping somebody move and you have the police called because of the color of your skin? And you don't think that when someone that has something like that happen to them, you don't think when they get on a particular platform that they are not going to bring awareness to that? You think that because they're football players, they should just catch the ball, throw the ball, run with the ball, hit the guy with the ball, and shut up? Okay. Martin Luther King Jr. was a preacher. If all he did was preach sermons, I wouldn't have some of the allowances that I have today. To say that NFL players are protesting the flag by kneeling is like saying Rosa Parks didn't get up from her seat because she was boycotting transportation. I saw that on Instagram earlier, and I was like, wow, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Please, God, don't anybody think that Rosa Parks was protesting transportation. Please don't think that. So, you know, I had this conversation tonight because I'm just seeing a little too much going the wrong way. This conversation is being taken out of context. This conversation is being taken out of proportion, and in my opinion, this conversation is being taken out of context on purpose to keep the problems alive that are alive right now, and I think that's just some straight-laced bullshit. I do. If you want to know why any player is kneeling, go on YouTube, go anywhere you can, and listen to what they have to say. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to the person we are obligated to call the President of the United States. Don't do that. You know, I saw something else, or I heard something where somebody said, this man is dividing us. No, he's not dividing shit for me because I don't even listen to him to that degree. And that's what I'm trying to say. Stop listening to what everyone else is saying. Listen to the people that are involved and make your own opinion. Because if I see one more person on my Facebook page say that these players are disrespecting the flag, then I'm going to tell you, and I'm just letting you know, I'm going to tell you, you are disrespecting the flag more than them. Because you're not only lying on them, you're lying on why they're doing this, and you are trying to make the flag look bad in their eyes. This has nothing to do with the flag. This has nothing to do with the national anthem. I take that back. This does have to do with the national anthem, and this does have to do with the flag. But it's not being done because there is, like, it's not like Black America, or it's not like these players are saying, damn it, we want 14 stars, or damn it, how come the stars have to be white? Why can't the stars be black? That's not the issue. So the problem is not the flag. But if you are going to have a national anthem and you are going to have people of color that live in this country, but they are not, in a sense, they are not recognized under the national anthem for the country they live in, that's a problem. And if you don't see that as a problem, do I need to say it? I guess I do. You're the problem. This conversation had to be changed in order to get certain people on board. So why don't we just take the conversation back to what it originally was? And that was, this is a country that still holds, harbors, and participates in injustices for different ethnicities all over this country. So, there you have it. You may have heard a lot of different opinions, but now you've heard mine. And I stand behind it. I really do. We as a country, we all need to do better. Both sides of the fence need to finally decide to come to the conversation table, and both sides of the fence need to be ready to own up to what both sides of the fence are doing wrong. And once both sides of the fence are ready to sit down and honestly admit what each other is doing wrong and how you will go forward in bettering your situation, then a conversation can be had. But if one group of people is trying to sit down and have a conversation and you want to change the conversation, you want to change the reason why the conversation should be had, you're never going to have a conversation. And it sucks that that has to be explained. I thank you all for listening to me. Next week, I've got an awesome guest. I am going to have U.S. Senator Michael Brown as my guest. So I think we're going to go into overtime next week, too, because there is a lot that I look forward to speaking to the senator about. Thank you again for joining me. Sorry I went over. We are out. Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.